From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United States is promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that has left 21 people dead and more than 1,000 others under arrest. A White House official Thursday said the U.S. would look for actionable information and seek to impose new sanctions against those responsible for protests that began just last week. The State Department also said it would not stand by idly. In a statement, it said they will hold accountable those who commit violence against protesters, contribute to censorship, or steal from the people of Iran. Though not tied directly to the protests, the U.S. Thursday sanctioned five Iranian companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program. And at the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has requested an emergency U.N. meeting Friday on the situation. The U.S. State Department said on Thursday it was suspending security assistance to Pakistan until Islamabad takes action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said,
"We are suspending security assistance only, to Pakistan at this time. Until the Pakistani government takes decisive action against groups, including the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network, we consider them to be destabilizing the region and also targeting U.S. personnel. The United States will suspend that kind of security assistance to Pakistan."
Nearly 30 civilians have been killed in airstrikes in the rebel stronghold of Eastern Ghouta outside the Syrian capital of Damascus. This is VOA News. At a White House meeting on immigration with Republican senators, President Donald Trump said current U.S. immigration policies are failing Americans.
"Chain migration is a total disaster which threatens our security and our economy and provides a gateway for terrorism. Likewise, the visa lottery is bad for our economy and very bad for security. You saw that recently in New York along the West Side Highway. We need a physical border wall. We're going to have a wall. Remember that. We're going to have a wall to keep out deadly drug dealers, dangerous traffickers, and violent criminal cartels. Mexico's having a tremendous problem with crime, and we want to keep it out of our country."
Trump has given Congress until March 5th to agree on legislation that would provide equivalent protections for those offered to children who have come here illegally and include funding for his proposed border wall, an end chain migration, and the visa lottery. A lawyer for U.S. President Donald Trump sought Thursday to block publication next week of a book recounting insider recollections of Trump's chaotic first year in the White House, contending that it is defamatory and libelous. Attorney Charles Harder demanded in a letter to author Michael Wolff and his publisher that they stop release of Wolff's book, Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders says the book is full of lies.
"There are numerous mistakes, but I'm not going to waste my time or the country's time going page by page talking about a book that's complete fantasy and just full of tabloid gossip, because it's sad, pathetic, and our administration and our focus is going to be on moving the country forward."
Strong words also from White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders about suggestions that the president is mentally unfit for the job.
"It's disgraceful and laughable. If he was unfit, he probably wouldn't be sitting there and wouldn't have defeated the most qualified group of candidates the Republican Party has ever seen. This is an incredibly strong and good leader."
The Dow Jones Industrial rose above the 25,000 level for the first time on Thursday, and other major indexes hit new closing record highs again, propelled by a strong economic global data that extended the New Year's rally for the stock market. In Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.